It's Friday morning. They did their famous calls, and now they're in here to give their famous picks. And now, the Bagpipe Brothers, Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman. Well, Giddens, give us our standings.
Do I have to?
Yes, you do.
All right. So last week, you both went 8-2, and I, trying to go out on a limb and pick a few upsets, went 7-3. I got that one right, but I got enough wrong that you guys are still in good shape.
So he actually got 4 wrong.
I got 3 wrong.
3 wrong.
So Alex improves to 69-31 on the season. David McCurley is now 6-7-33 on the season.
You know what's good about that?
What?
33, baby Larry Bird.
You don't take anything from the correct number?
No, I will not get off of 33. What does that mean to you? I won't miss anymore.
He says that. He's going to miss every one this week.
I'll miss every one of them this week. Val, you're absolutely right.
But then
right,
you still be 6'7".
You know, I wish I was 6'7".
And I went 7-3, so I'm now 62-38. That puts me 5 games behind David and 7 behind our leader, Alex.
You know what? I got 2 words for him.
What?
He's done. Put a fork in him, baby.
He had a double-digit lead on you going into bowls last year, and you saw how it turned out. We had to pick the semifinals to make the deciding factor.
Let me ask this sure enough, because we'll have 2 or 3. Are we going to pick all the bowl games? 34?
That's what we did last year.
Okay, that's good. All right, let's go. We got to go.
All right, so we got 2 extra games this week. We got 10 in the SEC, and we picked the 2 biggest non-conference.
Please tell me you're not taking the UAB Stabbers.
The UAB Stabbers.
That's not nice of me. I really pray for those 2 young men. That is just horrifying that happened, and I'm glad they're going to be okay.
No, we're going to go to the big game to start out with, 11 a.m. Central Time on Fox. It's also where College Game Day and Big Noon Kickoff are. The whole college football world believes that this is the hub for rivalry week. I don't really think it is.
Joe Klatt is lost. He says this is a bigger game than the Iron Bowl, and I guess he's never been to an Iron Bowl before.
No,
he's probably
not.
Never been out of the North. Number 1 and undefeated and defending national champions, the Ohio State Buckeyes head to Ann Arbor to get the one monkey that's truly still on their back. The Michigan Wolverines ranked 15th. They could catapult themselves into Big Ten title contention and maybe even the playoff if they were to win this game against Ohio State. The Buckeyes are 9.5-point favorites on the road, though.
I'll go first in this one, and he's probably still sitting in an igloo with those rabbit ears trying to watch football. He's never been to an Iron Bowl. This is the year. This is the year they spank the monkey. They get that monkey off their back. I think Ohio State wins the ball game.
I'm taking Ohio State, too.
I knew I'd get him.
Has it been 5 years since they beat Michigan?
I think so, yeah.
It's been at least 4.
It's time. Michigan, they're down right now, starting a true freshman quarterback in Bryce Underwood. Justice Haynes, their star running back's injured. The defense, which they've leaned on for so long, is kind of iffy this season. I'm taking the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to come back, I got to start picking against you guys, but I'm not doing it here. Ohio State's just too good, I think. Michigan, What would the kids say? They've been mid all year. They've been Michigan.
They've been 6.
They're not going to do all this right. One. And Ohio State's had this game circled. They probably won't win this game more than they want to win a playoff game this year. So give me Ohio State.
All right. So all of us going Buckeyes there. You're not gaining on us there. Who's the other non-conference game we're going with? Is it Wichita State and Brubaker Millions or whatever?
Nah, we'll go another 11 a.m. game on ABC between 2 ranked teams, and it's an important one in the ACC. You've got the 12th ranked Miami Hurricanes heading to Acrisure Stadium to take on the 22nd ranked Pittsburgh Panthers. Miami is a 6.5-point favorite on the road here, but Pittsburgh's head coach a couple weeks ago said that all that mattered was winning in the ACC. They dropped the ball against Notre Dame, and then they won big against Georgia Tech. Maybe he was trying to let us know what was going to happen in this game, too.
Bauman, I'll let you go first.
Miami has been screwed by the College Football Playoff Committee, just like Alabama. They have the head-to-head win over Notre Dame.
How's Alabama been screwed?
They're behind Notre Dame. The committee just loves Notre Dame for some reason. And if that's the way they're going to be, then every team should leave, be an independent, and play cupcakes the entire season. And schedule two big games, and you lose them, it's fine. You're still 9-2, 10-2 at the end of the year. That's the way the committee's been doing it this year. Miami, they're a good team. Their defense is good. Carson Beck's questionable. Pittsburgh, a lot of unknowns with that roster. Quarterback, questionable at times. I'm taking Miami due to their defense.
This one I've kind of thought about for several minutes here. If Pittsburgh plays like they did against Georgia Tech last week, they got a very good chance of winning this ballgame. But I don't think they can do it 2 weeks in a row. Give me Miami. They're starting to play like the Miami we saw against Notre Dame and the Miami that we thought they would be at the end of the year. I think Carson Beck's starting to really come around, just like he did at Georgia at the end of the years, those years there. I got to go with the Hurricanes here.
Go on that limb, Giddens. Go out on it.
Take it, baby.
I'm just trying to look at these other games and see what you guys might pick that makes more sense for me.
Listen, don't go sorcerer in our head here. We're giving you the chance to go last and go against us here in a very close game.
Our show, Giddens.
Yeah. You're the one that picked these games.
I was on the Carson Beck bandwagon to start the season. I talked about how, he kind of had the ball dropped for him literally by his receivers and caused him to not look as good against with Georgia last year. And he doesn't have that thing to fall back on this year. He's just been a worse quarterback than I expected him to be, especially in their bigger games, especially on the road. So I'm going to take Pittsburgh to win this game. And
he's on that limb.
And I think Pat Narduzzi meant it when he said, all we care about is winning in the ACC. Pittsburgh is going to be in the ACC title game.
Caring about it and doing it's two different things. Who's third on the list?
Well, I know even though we picked out two extra non-conference games, we got a big slate of the SEC, and we will start it right now. We'll have to jump back to a game that's coming up in just a few hours, and it is a very big one, a huge rivalry game in the state of Mississippi. Seventh-ranked Ole Miss, they look destined for the college football playoff with or without Lane Kiffin, but they still got one more contest to take care of, and that's against the in-state rival Mississippi State Bulldogs. The Bulldogs need a win to get bowl eligible. Ole Miss is only a touchdown favorite, though. 11 a.m. ABC.
Where is this game at?
It is in Starkville.
I will go first here if you want me to. Even though I've done this twice, I'm giving you the opportunity. Mississippi State, man, they're tough at Starkville. Not tough enough. Hotty totty, baby.
Mississippi State's on my no pick list this year. I've only picked them once since I made that statement, and it was because they played Arkansas. Playing Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin leaves not whatever he does. Mississippi State has a quarterback conundrum with Kamario Taylor and Blake Chapin. They can't figure that out at all. Ole Miss runs away with the game.
Mississippi State's fought hard a lot of this year. Mm-hmm. And Ole Miss.
So is Auburn. We're 4-6.
Nobody knows what the status of Kiffin is for him. And that's got to be a bit of a distraction in that locker room and that practice facility week in and week out. But I don't think it matters.
I thought you were going out there.
I'm going to have to go with the Rebels here. I think the players kind of Larry Coker this situation where they say, hey, look, whoever our coach is, we got to control our own destiny here. They win this game, they're guaranteed in the playoff. They could still be in the SEC title game. If they lose this game, there's going to be a lot of question marks about this 10-2 team that does not have a very good resume that with really losses against a Mississippi State team and one of the only good teams they played in Oklahoma. So Ole Miss needs to win this game, and I think they do just that.
I still don't see a way that Ole Miss makes it to Atlanta. And I don't want to go down this rabbit hole because I've thought about it so many times. I know if Georgia – it doesn't matter what Georgia does on Saturday as far as getting to Atlanta. Okay, they're over – Ole Miss and that because they're playing a non-conference team. I understand if Texas A&M loses to Texas, that's still just one loss for them. And Alabama, if they lose to Auburn, that would be two losses. Georgia still gets in over Ole Miss.
Yeah, and Ole Miss gets in over Texas A&M.
How?
because then it would be a three-way tie between Georgia, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M. And the way they do a three-way tie is by strength of record within the conference. Texas A&M has the worst strength of record in the SEC amongst the teams they played in the conference. Well, Ole Miss isn't much better, but it's just slightly better.
Only so be because Georgia. They played Georgia and they lost to them. Texas A&M has not played Georgia, Alabama, or Ole Miss. So yeah. I don't understand why the reasoning with that, because the one game that Ole Miss had, they lost.
Ole Miss has also played Oklahoma.
So has Texas A&M.
No.
Thought they beat Oklahoma.
Texas A&M has played legitimately every team at the bottom half of the rankings.
Yeah, and I get that.
In Texas.
If that's the case, all right, we got to move on. We got one more game to pick in this segment. We got to go.
And speaking of Georgia, it is clean, old-fashioned hate. I kind of wish this game was at the campus of Georgia Tech, but instead it's at Mercedes-Benz. 2:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC. The 4th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs head to the 23rd-ranked Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Georgia, 13.5-point favorites in this one.
Is this today or Saturday?
This is today.
2:30.
On Friday. But I'm going to go first on this one. I'll let you go.
I'll make it quick and easy. Give me the Dogs.
I'm going to make it quicker and harder. Give me the Dogs.
Going to Lim Giddens.
I don't want them to win, so that's hard for me.
Yeah, Georgia Tech.
I'm not going to talk anything good about Kirby Smart or that program over there. I'm not saying anything good about them, so Georgia.
Yeah, I think Georgia caught Georgia Tech off guard last year. Georgia Tech should have won that game million overtimes, but it just didn't go their favor, and now I think Georgia's going to be well prepared. I don't know what in the world is going on with Georgia Tech. Lost two of their last three games. They played a lot of really close games throughout the year as well. Maybe Brent Key's looking elsewhere. Something's definitely wrong right now. So, as much as I hate to say it, give me Georgia.
All right, there's four picks. We got eight more of these things to do, and one very important one coming up. Backpipe Brothers in studio with me. Four down, eight to go. Giddens, where are we going in the SEC now?
We're going to the Lone Star State. That is the SEC these days.
Yep.
Texas and Texas A&M is an SEC rivalry.
And you get to go first on this one.
And it's going to be in Austin. The undefeated third-ranked Texas A&M Aggies head on the road. They're 2.5-point favorites at Texas and Arch Manning. 6:30 p.m. tonight on ABC. And if I'm going first, all I got to say is this. Texas A&M, they should have lost 2 weeks ago. They didn't. They're playing with house money in this game. Give me Texas A&M.
Wow. Well,
hook them. Go Horns.
I'm going to tell you what I think is going to happen with Texas A&M. They benefit from losing. They have nothing to play for in this game.
Except to beat Texas.
Yeah, to beat their rival. I get it. They can still go to Atlanta. They're still probably going to host a first-round playoff game. And if they don't go to Atlanta, they definitely host a first-round playoff game by losing this. Give me Hook'em. I think Sark needs to let everybody know that he's not going anywhere. I think Texas is going to be ready to play. Where is this game being played at?
In Austin.
Okay. So, did you know where that game used to be played before this rivalry stopped?
Cotton Bowl?
Yes, sir. Yep, a lot of it. It's kind of like Birmingham for the Iron Bowl. All right, so Bauman and I is going Texas, and low man on the totem pole is going Aggies.
You got to make up ground somewhere, and I like this pick.
All right, you may gain one on us there.
Next up, Giddens.
Next up, we head to the Saturday slate, and we'll start 11 a.m. Central Time on the ACC Network, although it's an SEC game. The 5-6 fighting for a bowl. Kentucky Wildcats head to Louisville to take on their in-state rival, the Cardinals. Louisville, 3.5-point favorites, basically a pick 'em. Does Kentucky get bowl eligible or not?
I'll go first here. I say no. I say Louisville playing at home is a little bit too much. I think Louisville wins again.
Well, I'm going to actually differ from David. Kentucky.
Here's one of them.
Louisville's offense is all injured.
Now, go ahead.
They're all injured. Kentucky's pretty healthy. Their young quarterback's playing pretty okay. I think Kentucky wins this game.
All right. Now, here's your opportunity to gain on Bauman. What are you going to do? Gain on Bauman? or gain on me?
I would love to gain on both of you at the same time.
Can't do it now.
And as much as it would be fun to try to claw at first place, I got to go with Kentucky here. I think, like Alex said, Louisville is just in a bad spot injury-wise. And even then, I think Kentucky turned a corner second half of the year. They did have a setback against Vandy, but they've in this rivalry game, even in years when they haven't looked very good, they still kind of dominated Louisville at times. So without Lamar Jackson, Louisville's had some struggles in this game. So I'm going to take Kentucky.
All right. I'm different on that one. Where are we going next?
We head to another ACC-SEC matchup.
Oh, I know
this time the SEC will host. It's 11 a.m. Central Time on the SEC Network. 6-5 Clemson heads to Columbia to take on the 4-7 South Carolina Gamecocks. South Carolina just fighting for pride. And Dabo apparently interviewed with Arkansas. I don't know what's going on there.
This is the WGBA Bowl. The WGBAC, who gives a crap? Go first.
You want me to go first on it? I mean, South Carolina is right there with Arkansas and Mississippi State for me in terms of, I'm just not picking them anymore. All they do is let me down if I do go with them. Give me Clemson. Give me Clemson on the road, especially since the fact that South Carolina won this game last year at Clemson. Clemson gets their revenge.
I'm going to Clemson like Giddens did. Clemson has so much talent on that roster, and South Carolina every week it feels like figures out a way to lose a football game. Up almost 30 points on Texas A&M and loses.
I just still believe that Clemson's defense is good enough to win, or at least keep them in the game. Dabo's not going anywhere. All that was a show to get some more money for him to stay at Clemson, get into the NIL things and the transfer portal. I think they'll force his hand into that this spring, but I got to be honest with you. I think Clemson goes into Columbia and wins this game. Where are we going next?
All right, our final one for this segment is going to be in Norman, as what is apparently a rivalry now. They're trying to make it one in the SEC. The 7-4 LSU Tigers head to the 8th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners. 2:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC. Oklahoma, 10.5-point favorites.
I'll step out there on this one first for you. If this game was being played in Baton Rouge, I'd have a little different feeling about this. It'd be smelly fish for me. I just don't think they're going to Norman and winning. I just don't. LSU is without a head football coach. They have been for a while, just like us, Arkansas, everybody. I'm telling you right now, Brent Venables is strong-knitted in Norman, and I think Oklahoma wins this football game.
LSU was in a dogfight last week in the fourth quarter with Western Kentucky at home. And I think Oklahoma's got the best defense in the country right now. So,
hey, can I interrupt you and ask you something? What is LSU's record?
7-4.
7-4.
Okay, so they're bowl bound.
Yeah.
But they still don't have a head coach. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, they may have one by later tomorrow. we'll see. But, give me Oklahoma all day. I think I'll just make this isn't part of it. Obviously, I'm picking them to win, but I'm also picking Oklahoma to shut out LSU in this game.
I don't think they shut them out, but I do think they win big, Balvin.
It's going to make it a clean sweep.
All right, he's like me. He's shut and dry, baby. Nail fast.
Yeah, that might have been one of the easiest picks of the week right there.
All right, is that the last one, or we got one
last
more?
Last one for now because we got four more.
All right, we got the big four coming up. Michael Giddens, Alex Bauman in here with me. Giddens, where are we going?
We're going to Tennessee. Good old Rocky Top. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, I can turn you down. This is only an hour show.
I'll preview it. Look, we got 14th-ranked Vandy heading to 19th-ranked Tennessee. Vandy right on the cusp of an at-large bid in the playoff. They need a few things to fall their way. But obviously, they got to win this one first. 2:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. This is a pick'em. Tennessee's only a 3.5-point favorite at home. Man, I want to believe. I want to believe in the Commodores, but I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, I'm waiting on you. You said you're on pregame it, preview it. Tell us who's going to win.
I previewed it. I didn't say I was picking it.
He's trying to use
it
as a makeup game.
All right, I'll let Bauman go first, and then I'll let you go.
I'm taking the Doors.
Commodores.
They had a great week last week. I know it was against an opponent, but this is, they know what's on the line here. Tennessee, you're not playing for a playoff bid. You're out of it, and with three losses, Vanderbilt knows what's at stake. They're going to play like it, and they're going to beat Tennessee.
Giddens?
All I know is whoever wins this game is going to probably score 50 points. But it's really hard to pick this one. I've been going back and forth on it, but I just got to go with my heart. And my heart tells me that it's Diego Pavia time. He's got the whole world against him, except for some strange fans that just like to see a guy that should be pulling a 401k that's still playing college football and doing it at a very high level right now. He seems to get better and better and better. And I think it's his time to shine. He stamps his spot at the Heisman ceremony against Tennessee, and Vandy wins the game on the road.
You know, you said something that was very interesting to me, Bauman. You said that Vanderbilt knows what's at stake. No, they don't. They've never been here before. Give me the Vols.
Good old Rocky Top.
There's two games he can make up this week as of now.
I'm telling you, Pavia is good, but he's going to be playing in front of 102,000 people just like he was at Bryant-Denny, and the same thing's going to happen to him. They're going to put a rush on him that he can't handle. They're going to make Vanderbilt one-dimensional, running the football. Tennessee shuts their running game down. Boom. Vols win. And remember, this is still an in-state rivalry, and Josh Heupel needs this win. And you talk about Vanderbilt being up and having the chance to get to the playoffs. No, they don't. They're not going to win. Sorry. We're going Vandy. I'm going Tennessee.
So you're going Tennessee, and Alex and I go Vandy. So
yeah. Yep.
Unfortunately, I don't get to make up another game on Alex this time, but we'll see what happens with Vandy and Tennessee. Next up, Alex's favorite team in the SEC, hosting Missouri. The 7-4 Missouri Tigers head to the 2-9 Arkansas Razorbacks.
Don't even have to ask, Giddens. Don't even have to ask. Missouri's go ahead and go.
Missouri's only a 2.5-point favorite.
Oh, my God.
Missouri is only a 2.5.
When's the last time you knew Missouri was a favorite on the road? That's how bad Arkansas is. Let's be honest. When was the last time Missouri was a favorite on the road? Maybe never in the SEC.
I think they were favored against Auburn.
No. I'm just trying to go. Y'all go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't have to say anything.
Yeah. We know who he's picking.
He's
going to get drunk with drink whiz. He's not choosing Arkansas.
How many yards does Ahmad Harvey or Hardy rush for in this game?
A lot.
Does he eclipse 250?
No. He probably gets 200.
He might get an invite to New York after this game.
I think the running back seat is reserved for Jeremiah Love.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I actually think Notre Dame has the best, maybe the two best running backs out of the top five in the country, to be honest with you.
I mean, I'd probably take Jeremiah Love 1, and then maybe like Nick Singleton 2, and then Hardy 3.
I think Hardy does run for. I'll be like Bauman. I'm not going to pull no punches. Give me the Tigers.
Mizzou. Yeah, I think it's Mizzou. They might have a little bit of boost from announcing their new head coach, but he's not coaching yet. He can't save them until 2026. So Arkansas, you're going to have a 10 season, just not wins, 10 loss season for the Razorbacks.
All right, before you get to this next pick, and I know who it is, okay, I want to ask both of you a question because neither one of you have lived as long as I have to know. When is the last time, if you took let's say Miami loses to Pitt today, okay? That game is today, right? On Friday?
No, it's tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow. All right, let's say Miami loses to Pitt. When is the last time within a 12-team playoff or in a consideration for national championship that Miami, Florida State, and Florida have never been in the mix?
Last year.
It's been a long time.
Not last year. Miami was in it.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
One of those three teams have had a direct effect, maybe not playing in the national championship or always in the playoffs, but they've always had an effect. So I know that's where you're going right here, Giddens. I'm going to I'm going to let Bauman go first with this one because he's got the inside on the Noles since they racked up on his Tide first game of the year.
Let me break down the stuff for you. Florida State 5-6. They can still make a bowl if they win this game, but they're on the road in the swamp against 3-8 Florida. 3:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN2. Florida is a 1.5-point favorite in this one at home.
And when is the last time Florida's been favored over anybody?
Florida has looked awful these past few games. Florida State haven't looked good either. Florida State, it's like South Carolina of the ACC. Every week finds a way to lose a football game. They don't do it this week. They get bowl eligible, and they beat Florida.
Wow. What about you, Guido?
I have absolutely no idea. You should pick.
Well, all right, I'll go ahead.
No. He's trying to do that so he can make up a game if you pick Florida State.
No, he's only going to have to pick first in the next one. Here's the thing with me. I do believe this is kind of a pick 'em game because they're both awful.
Yeah.
But Florida's defense is good enough to keep Florida State at bay, but Florida's offense is just absolutely abysmal. Okay? They can't run it. They can't throw it. Give me the Noles. I think the Noles come to town and upset the apple cart.
So y'all both pick Florida State.
I think I'm like him. I think they got a little more riding on the game. What are you doing? Going to give me some money or something?
I got this card, this business card.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm going to flip it if it's face up.
I'm picking
the road team. And if it's face down,
I'm picking the home team.
He's picking the Gators if it's face down.
It's face up. We're going to sweep it with the Noles.
He did that on purpose, David.
Yeah, he did that.
It was face up the entire way.
The only thing is face down is him at a buffet. All right, Giddens, you're first up in the good old 6:30. Hey, and by the way, let me remind everybody, 6:30 tomorrow night, you can hear the game. I know everybody's going to want to watch it on TV, but hey, if somehow the power goes out and you can't watch TV, guess what? Here's where you can hear it.
Yep, Kicks 100.3.
Right here on Kicks 100.3. All right, Giddens going to go first on this one.
Do I have to?
Yes, you do.
10th-ranked Alabama, 9-2, with a playoff spot and potentially an SEC championship game spot on the line.
And playoff spot on the line.
Yeah, playoff spot on the line, too. Against the 5-6 Auburn Tigers, Auburn needs to win to make it to a bowl. 6:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC. Alabama on the road, 6.5-point favorites. And if I'm going first,
you don't have to make it long. Just say it.
Well, I'll say this. Hugh Freeze,
he's gone,
was trying a very interesting tactic this year, playing quarterback 3 as his starter all season. We've now seen that both Ashton Daniels and Deuce Knight are more well-equipped to run this offense. I think they both get snaps. Possibly Jackson Arnold also gets snaps in the Iron Bowl. Auburn throws the kitchen sink at Alabama. And when it all looks like it's still not going to work out in the end, the Jordan Hare voodoo comes back. Auburn wins this game in the strangest of ways.
Give us a score. We'll all give a score.
I'm going to go 23-22. Auburn wins the game on a missed extra point by John Talti.
Connor Talti?
Connor Talti, whatever his name is.
And he's done that.
No, he hasn't. Right. He's missed chip shot field goals, not extra points.
Well,
missed extra point wins the game for Auburn.
If he misses an extra point to lose the Iron Bowl, he might not make it back to Tuscaloosa.
He might not.
I think that somebody might run onto the field.
He might just want to move in somebody's apartment complex in Auburn.
All right, I'm going to ask Bauman before he gives his pick. He has said for 6 weeks now that the voodoo is going to bite his team. Are you strong enough to go out on that limb and choose the Auburn Tigers to win this game?
Alabama has not looked good the past couple of weeks. Didn't look good against Oklahoma. Offense, Ty Simpson was rattled. I don't know what it was. They still can't run the football, even though they ran the football against Eastern Illinois last week. Ty Simpson looked awful against Eastern Illinois. Honestly, his worst game of the year, and that's including Florida State. The defense has been great for most of the last half of the year. Should have won the Oklahoma game because the defense played so well. Auburn's trending up. Their quarterback play has gotten significantly better. Ashton Daniels, Deuce Knight, whoever it might be.
Jackson Arnold.
Hopefully not, for y'all's sake. It's been 4 years since Auburn's won the Iron Bowl, right? We're making it five. They won the Iron Bowl in 5 years. The Crimson Tide get the dub. So because I wouldn't pick Auburn if they were playing Afghanistan.
What's your final score?
Yeah, you got to give a score on that. Just for bonus purposes.
I'll say 35-21.
All right. The score,
but it's close till the fourth quarter.
The score that you gave Giddens was a score from way back when Auburn beat Alabama the first time in 10 years. And T-shirts came out that said 23-22 died, D-Y-E-D, after Pat died. Died the Tide, orange and blue. And you know, there's a famous saying that you can't get to heaven in a red canoe because God's favorite colors are orange and blue. With that being said, I know that Deuce Knight had a Heisman game last week against Mercer. And I know that Ashton Daniels looked like $1 million against Vanderbilt. So Alabama's defense is much better than those two combined. Those two defenses combined couldn't – they don't hold nothing against Alabama. With that being said, give me Auburn. The Tigers are going to win.
In the shock of the century.
In the shock of the century, I wouldn't choose Alabama if they were the last team on earth.
I wouldn't pick Auburn if they were the last team on earth.
I'm basically the only one that actually picks this game logically, but even I went with Auburn this time because it's about time.
There is nothing you do logically except chew.
The last two times in this game, in Jordan-Hare, Auburn at one point in the game had a 99% chance to win the game.
I'm with you.
In both games, and they lost both of them. It is time for the voodoo to flip back to our side.
And those two coaches are no longer there. That's the only way. I really believe in this. And I love Hugh Freeze. I didn't have anything for Brian Harsin. But Hugh Freeze, I love him. I wish him well. But I'm here to tell you, playing Jackson Arnold above those other two, I got to question some things. I mean, even though they were against Mercer and Vanderbilt, I mean, they just looked so much better.
Even with Freeze, Ashton Daniels against Kentucky and Arkansas didn't look very good. It was really when he was gone and Ashton Daniels with DJ Durkin as head coach looked a whole lot better. Derek Nix calling the plays against Vandy.
The difference is the creativity with the offense. Hugh Freeze's offense were about as creative as something you get on college football or Madden.
But here's what I don't like. There's been so much emphasis put on the creativity of the offense. The last 2 weeks we have played, our defense has not looked good. I mean, do you realize that midway through the second quarter, Mercer was just absolutely pounding us, okay? And against Vanderbilt, we couldn't stop running water with a hydrant.
Yeah, it was 21-17, and then apparently Durkin said they made halftime adjustments and Mercer didn't score again.
It's okay. Well, Alabama's offense hasn't looked good either. Ty Simpson, like I said, I don't know what happened with him, but the Oklahoma game has rattled him or something.
Well, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this right off, and this is the logical reason I'm choosing Auburn. You know I choose Auburn. But here's the deal. Alabama's one of the worst rushing teams in the SEC, and they're one of the worst defensive rushing teams in the SEC. Auburn doesn't come out tomorrow slinging this thing around everywhere. Alabama does. But I got to be honest with you, it's going to be a little cold, too. Now, the temperature is going to be in the 40s when this game kicks off, okay? That's different than anywhere you played in the last 6 weeks. I'm just saying, easier to run the football when it's cold and raining than when it is cold or windy.
Here's my biggest issues for Auburn in the game. For one, I think Alabama's run defense stats are skewed because they had a really bad start, but they've gotten better. So I think if you look at their overall statistics, it looks worse than it actually is for them in the present day.
Florida State hammers.
Their rushing offense is still bad, but what Alabama likes to do to placate their difficulty running the ball traditionally is they do quick screens to the outside, and Auburn will be without Sly Smith for a half, and he's probably one of the best guys to play near the line of scrimmage and deal with those screens in the Auburn secondary. So that's my biggest fear for Auburn, at least early on in the game.
All right, we got to get out of here so we can go watch football, but I got to tell you this. I got to ask Bauman, what is the one thing, not Auburn related, what is the one thing that Alabama's defense has had trouble with ever since you've been living? I'll say it in two words. Mobile quarterbacks.
I would say Gus Malzahn.
No, they didn't have a problem with that the last 5 years he was there. Listen, but am I not telling the truth? Mobile quarterbacks, whether it be LSU, whether it be Auburn, whether it be Tennessee, they've always given Alabama problems. Even when Nick Saban was there, one thing that Ashton Daniel and Deuce Knight bring to the table, if they're not going to throw it and they pull it down, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You better tackle, and you better tackle well.
I think it's gotten better as this season has gone on under Kane Womack, but that's still – in the Florida State game, it was a big issue with Castellanos.
Yeah, and that's, you know, all right. So Bauman says Alabama. Giddens and I say War Eagle, and we will see you Monday, and we'll know who the GOAT of all this is.
It's not going to be me.